This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly guide through the wild world of tech and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your screen? Like your phone has a gravitational pull you can't escape? Well, you're not alone. We live in a digital age where screens are everywhere, and it's easy to get swept up in the constant notifications, endless scrolling, and never-ending demands for our attention. But guess what? You have the power to reclaim your time, your focus, and ultimately, your sanity. Today, we're diving deep into the crucial topic of digital boundaries, how to set limits on your screen time for a healthier, happier you. Think of it like this. Your phone is like that amazing friend who always wants to hang out, but sometimes needs a little space, right? You love spending time with them, but too much can leave you feeling drained and overwhelmed. That's where digital boundaries come in. They're not about ditching your phone or becoming a tech hermit, though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. It's about creating a healthy balance, respecting your own needs, and reclaiming control over your digital life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First up, awareness is everything. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know where you stand. Track your screen time for a week. You'll be surprised how much time you actually spend glued to the screens. Use those built-in tools on your phone or download an app that does the tracking for you. It's like a digital detox wake-up call. Next, identify your triggers. What apps or websites suck you in and leave you feeling drained? Is it social media? Those endless news feeds can feel like a black hole for time. Or maybe it's games that keep you hooked for hours on end. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Now, let's talk strategies. Think of these as your digital defense mechanisms. Try the one-tap rule, only have one browser window open at a time. This helps you focus and avoid getting distracted by a million tabs. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media instead of constantly refreshing throughout the day. Another game changer. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table, as screen-free zones. This helps you create space for connection, relaxation, and meaningful conversations, things that don't involve likes, shares, or endless scrolling. Lastly, remember self-compassion. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Celebrate your successes every time you put your phone down and engage with the world around you. You're making progress. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, but everyone's glued to their phones. The conversation is stilted, nobody's really present, and it feels more like a bunch of lonely robots gathering for takeout than a genuine connection. Now, imagine the same scenario with everyone putting their phones on the table, eyes focused on each other, and laughter filling the air. That's the magic of digital boundaries. They create space for real-life connection, deeper conversations, and genuine experiences. So, remember, it's not about eliminating technology, it's about using it intentionally and consciously. By setting those digital boundaries, you're prioritizing your mental health, reclaiming your time, and creating space for the things that truly matter: meaningful connections, personal growth, and a life lived to the fullest. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little digital detox inspiration. And head over to our social media pages to join the conversation. Let me know what strategies you are using to set those boundaries and create a healthier relationship with technology. Until next time, stay connected, but not too connected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.